This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans will soon have to prove they are actively seeking work in order to keep their unemployment benefits. The state waived that requirement for the first few months of the pandemic because of the stay-at-home order. Labor Department spokeswoman Cher Hovind says it's time to reinstate the provision now that the economy is slowly reopening.
Once folks are now starting to return to work, we would reinstate that requirement at some point so that we can ensure the integrity of those benefits being paid.
Over the last 2 months, roughly 388,000 Coloradans filed unemployment claims, and that's a record. El Paso County plans to open restaurants for in-person dining. It still has to be okayed by state officials. Greg Howard of the Colorado Restaurant Association's Pikes Peak chapter supports it.
As a business owner and operator and an industry leader, I know that we take this very seriously. The last thing we want to do is go backwards.
The plan would limit seating capacity and require 6 feet between tables. Owners are encouraged to gather information from at least one diner for each group for contact tracing in case a COVID-19 outbreak is linked to that restaurant. And a Denver run of the musical Hamilton, slated for August through early October, has been postponed. Denver Center for the Performing Arts says COVID-19 forced that delay. Officials say they're working on alternative dates. 61 in Denver, 70 in Colorado Springs, 58 in Vail, 77 for Grand Junction, 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.